Chazar zeichen dat Rebbe Chesel Shacham van Yehudim zeichen de Sukkah daf nun vav. Mishu said about Tzeres Oimer Loi Heilech v'chula. Rav said on the first line of Sukkah, you first make the Leishu Basukkah, and then you make a Shachiyonah, because the Chiyav of the day comes first. Rabbi Rechana said the Shachiyonah was made before the Leishu Basukkah, because Tadu Shad and Tadu Tadu Kaidim. Freaklimur, Mishu says regarding Kiddush of Shabbos that Beishamay say one first makes the Bracha of the day, and then the Bracha on the wine. But he'll say first make the Bracha on the wine, and the Bracha of the day. Beishamay say the Bracha on the day comes first, because the Kiddush of the day is what causes the wine to be brought for Kiddush, and the Kiddush comes along before the wine is even brought. But he'll say that the Bracha on the wine comes first, because the wine allows Kiddush to be said. If there's no wine, there's no Kiddush. And another reason is the Bracha on the wine is more Tadr, and Tadr Shad and Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So maybe we can say that Rav holds like Beishamay, Rav Babachana holds like Beishil. So, after the Gemara, Rav would say that he can even follow Beis Hillel. Regarding Kiddush, Beis Hillel hold the way they do, because without the wine, Kiddush can't be said. However, without the Shechiyon, the Leishu Basukah could still be said. So, Beis Hillel would agree that it's made first. Rav Rechana would say that he can even follow Beis Shammai. Regarding Kiddush, Beis Shammai hold the way they do, because the day is what causes the wine to be brought. However, even if one doesn't have a Sukkah, Shechiyon was still said. So, Beis Shammai would agree that it's made first. For the Gemara, our mission says that on Shuas, the distributing Kayim would say, take the Matzah Lechem upon him, and then take the Chum as the Shteil Lechem. We see that although the Shteil Lechem is the Chiv of the day, it's given after the lechem upon him, which is more tader. This is problematic according to Rav's view. And for the more, it's actually machalikas tanoim, because we find the brayso where Rabbi Shaul said that the kohen would say, take the chametz and then take the matzah. So you see that the yom would come first. Rav will follow Abba Shaul, who argues on our Mishnah. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisna, Paskin, that the Shachiyon was made before the Leishu Basukah. Rav Sheshes and Rav Idi, Paskin, that the Leishu Basukah is made first. Gemara, Paskin, that the Leishu Basukah is made before the Shachiyon. Mishnah said, Mishmar Shazmane, Kavua v'chulu, Ushar Karbonis Tzibur. What is meant for Eklamara to be included in when we say the other Tzibur Karbonis? Where it says it comes to include the Parhelim Dover of the Tzibur and the Tzibur of Vodis Kechavim. Mishnah then said, V'hu Makrives HaKoil. What does that come to include? And for the Gemara, it comes to include the Karbonis that are brought for the sake of keeping the Mizbeach busy, the Ketam Mizbeach, when it's otherwise not busy with Karbonis. Zuck the Mishnah, when Yom Tov is on Friday or Sunday, all Mishmar share equally in the Lechem Haponim of that Shabbos. If Yom Tov ends on Thursday or begins on Monday, in which case Kahanim of other Mishmars are likely to be there in preparation for as a result of having been there for Yom Tov, the Shmaris of that Shabbos, meaning on Shabbos, one Mishmar exits and the other enters, so they divide 10 of the loaves. And the other Mishmaris divide the remaining 2 loaves. On a Shabbos of the rest of the year, they are divided 6 loaves to the exiting Mishmar and 6 to the entering Mishmar. Yehuda says that during the rest of the year, the entering Mishmar actually gets 7 loaves and the exiting Mishmar gets only 5 loaves. The entering Mishmar divides their loaves in the north of the Azar and the exiting Mishmar divides theirs in the south. The Bilga Mishmar, which is the name of one of the 24 Mishmars, they always divided theirs in the south. They also always had to use the Shechita ring, the slaughtering ring, which held the animal to the ground of another Mishmar. Although there were 24 rings, each for a specific Mishmar, theirs was permanently in the closed position, forcing them to having to use a different ring. And they also had to use the closet of a different Mishmar to store their knives. Theirs was permanently shut. All these things were done as a punishment, as to be explained in the Gemara. Zach the Gemara, the Mishnah must be discussing when Friday was the last day of Yom Tov, or Sunday was the first day of Yom Tov, because if not, then the Shabbos itself would be part of the Yom Tov, in which case we have stated earlier that all Mishmar share in the Lechem Haponim equally. In fact, Gemara, why do they share equally in this case? The Gemara says, in these cases, the Kahanim who are there for Yom Tov have no choice but to be there on the Shabbos as well. They can't travel on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan instituted that they share in the Lechem Haponim. Mishnah said, Chal Yom Echad. Fact number, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the incoming Mishmar gets 2 extra loaves? Rabbi Yitzchak said, since they closed the gates that evening, which should have been the responsibility of the exiting Mishmar, who had opened the gates in the morning, they get 2 extra loaves. Fact number, why does the incoming Mishmar agree to take only 6 so that they should get 6 when upon their exit the following Shabbos? Abaye said, it's better to get something now than to receive even a larger piece later. Fact number, Rabbi Yehuda said, the incoming and exiting Mishmaris divide the Shabbos Musaf Karbonis as well. Fact number, Abaye says that the exiting Mishmar offers the morning Tamid and the Musaf, and the incoming Mishmar offers the afternoon Tamid and the Bezichin. The Braisa makes no mention of splitting in the Musaf. The Mara says the Braisa only discussed in the offering, not the splitting. In fact, the Mara Rava asked, the Braisa taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel discusses the offering as described in the last Braisa, and then adds that the Lechem Haponim was split among the 2 Mishmaras. Yet it doesn't mention anything about the splitting of the Musaf, of the Musaf. And Zakh the Mara to Yufta. Mishnah said, "Knosim cholkem etzof." And the Braisa says the entering Mishmar divided their share in the north to show that they were the entering Mishmar by using the part of the Azar that had more Kedusha. The exiting Mishmar used the part of the south to show that they were the exiting Mishmar. Mishnah said, Bilga li oilam chilekas bedarma. Bryce says the reason that this Mishnah was punished in these ways was because the daughter of one of the members of the Mishnah went off the derech and married an officer of the Greek kings. When the Greeks came to try and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, she kicked them his back and said to it, "You wolf, all you do is take the money of the Yidden, you don't even help them in their time of need." When the Chacham heard this, they punished the entire Mishnah as stated in the Mishnah. Others say the Mishnah of Bilga would be late in coming to their time to the Avodah, resulting in the Mishnah that the Mishnah of Yeshiva, who preceded them, staying on to cover over until Bilga showed up. It was because of this that they were punished, as described in the Mishnah. Although the neighbors of Rishonim do not typically benefit, Yesheva, who was, so to say, the neighbor of Bilga, the preceding Mishmar, did benefit by doing more avodas and by always dividing the lechem upon him in the north, even when they were the exiting Mishmar. Fidekhtamar, according to the first reason given by the Braisa, why would we punish the entire Mishmar for the action of the daughter of one of its members? The Mar says, is a saying that what a child says in public must be based on something that he heard his parents say at home. Similarly, the daughter only spoke that way because she must have heard her father speak disrespectfully regarding the Avoyita. Fidekhtamar, is it proper to punish the entire Mishmar because of the bad ways of one of its members, the father of this woman? Abaya said, is this Oyle Rosha, Oyle Shechenoi? The Gemara ends off, good will be for the tzaddik, and good will be for his neighbor. Hadna loch perek ha-chalil, hadna loch mesech to sukkah, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.